Keep attention then to the lessons from God's Word for this, for first Sunday in the season of Advent, a time of preparation. Old Testament prophet Isaiah was the guy who, in fact, had a special privilege in the Old Testament to be able to speak about that coming promised Savior in such amazing and vivid language. It's almost, well, some people actually call him the fifth gospel writer. Because of the many prophecies that he had about the coming Savior. We see that already in the second chapter. That's the Old Testament lesson for today, Isaiah chapter 2. This is the message that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. This will take place in the latter days. The mountain of the Lord's house will be established as chief of the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it like a river. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Then he will instruct us about his ways, and we will walk in his paths." For from Zion the law will go out, and the Lord's word will go out from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations, and he will mediate for many peoples. Then they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, nor will they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Take the hymnal now and open to page 24. For the psalm today, it's Psalm 24 on page 24 in the hymnal. Second lesson this morning comes from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. It's actually chapter 13, beginning at verse 11, where we find this. Paul says, "And do this, since you understand the present time. It is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost over, and the day is drawing near. So let us put away the deeds of darkness and put on the weapons of light. Let us walk decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual sin and wild living, not in strife and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not give any thought to satisfying the desires of your sinful flesh." The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. We use the gospel acclamation now on page 161, and we'll use that phrase, the seasonal verse, marked Advent and Christmas. Let us now rise to show honor and respect for the gospel. The gospel today is written in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. We'll start there at verse 37. Jesus is speaking about these last days. He says, "Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns. In fact, in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the very day that Noah entered the ark. But they did not realize what was coming until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be when the Son of Man returns. At that time, two men will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. So be alert, because you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the master of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. You also need to be ready for this reason. The Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn number 302.